Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County denies wrongdoing in library director's firing amid ongoing legal battle. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County and its library board are pushing back against allegations they wrongfully fired former library director Terry Leslie, calling our lawsuit inaccurate and self-serving. According to Cowboy State Daily, in a court filing on Wednesday, the county denied Leslie's claims that she was terminated in 2023 for advocating for LGBTQ people, asserting instead that her dismissal was stemmed from concerns over her job performance. The response also denies the county ever attempted to ban books, pointing instead to a long-standing community debate over relocating controversial books from the children's and teen sections to the adult section. Leslie filed her second federal lawsuit in April, alleging a campaign of retaliation and discrimination. The county's response, filed by attorney Patrick Holscher, accuses Leslie of pushing a self-heroic tale and argues the library board had full legal authority to terminate her as an at-will employee. Meanwhile, Leslie's first lawsuit against a local family was partially upheld by a federal judge who ruled her claims under the 1871 Ku Klux Klan Act could move forward, noting that LGBTQ advocates are protected under the law. Leslie has not commented publicly on the latest developments. New Aquatic Center opening delayed to late October due to pool issues. The highly anticipated opening of the new Campbell County Aquatic Center has been delayed from early August to late October, school officials confirmed last week. According to the Gillette News Record, at last Wednesday's school board meeting, Associate Superintendent David Bartlett explained that the delay is largely due to the pool's failed water test in late May, which revealed leakage issues. Repairs have been ongoing for weeks, with contractors taking a cautious approach to ensure the problems are fully resolved. The delay means that local student swim teams, including elementary swimmers and high school girls teams, will likely start their fall seasons at the old Warlow Drive facility instead of the new pool. Officials say that each repair to the pool's concrete joints requires a 14-day curing period. Additionally, an over-application of concrete on one wall added to construction time, although it didn't significantly extend the timeline. Bartlett emphasized that while they want the facility open, quality and safety remain the top priorities. We are not willing to jeopardize the quality of the product to get it done sooner. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.